It's great to have the boys and girls in church with us this morning. How many of you are looking forward to this week? Last week at school, maybe some would rather stay on. Would you like to stay on at school for July and August? No? You think if I had a word with the principal and asked him to go on for another month, that would be a bad idea?
No.
Yes, I think.
I think that would be a wee bit mean.
That would be very mean. Well, I'll not be mean then. I'll have to watch myself. I don't want to be called mean. I've got something with me, and this is something that my son happened to win. And he won this from the BBC. And it's a copy of the FA Cup final programme. It's the match day programme from the FA Cup final between Liverpool and West Ham United. And of course, there's been a lot of football on television recently. This programme is signed in the back by a man called John Motson. Some of you will know John Motson. He's a football commentator. And by another man called Mark Lawrenson. He used to play for a football team called Liverpool. Have you ever heard of Liverpool Football Club? Yes, I know it's not much good, but he played for... You think so? No, I don't think much of Liverpool. And I wanted West Ham to win the FA Cup. But I'm not so much thinking of the FA Cup, thinking about the World Cup. Who has been watching the World Cup? Yes, some of the boys, some of the girls interested in the World Cup as well. And I'm sure some of the mums and dads, and especially some of the mums and ladies here, were thinking, it's great to get to church and get away from the World Cup. Well, I'm very sorry for mentioning the World Cup this morning. It's difficult to get away from it. Whether you like it or loathe it, you can't really escape from it. It's on the news, it's on the television, and it's in all the newspapers, and basically there's nothing else seems to be happening, only the World Cup. Anybody got a favourite team? The World Cup. Yes, what's your favourite team? You like Brazil and yourself?
Brazil
as well. Any England supporters? My, that's terrible. Last Sunday in our church, we had an English man doing the children's talk, and he said that England were going to win the World Cup, but I think he's a little bit foolish, isn't he? A little bit foolish. If they do win it, well, I'm sorry, we'll be listening to it for another 40, 50 years, whatever, because they still talk about 1966. And so, well, it'll give them a different tune to sing. I would like England to win the World Cup, but just for one reason. Because Northern Ireland beat England. And I think it would be good to be able to say that Northern Ireland beat the world champions. But it won't be easy listening to the English people if they win the World Cup. I would grant you that. Well, I was thinking about the World Cup and just the two words, world and cup. Very simply, because you'll be hearing about the World Cup, and there are two verses of Scripture. One has the word world in it, and the other has the word cup. And you could get loads and loads of verses with world and cup. Let me read the first one to you. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and it's verse number 4. And this has the word world in it, and it's used in a particular sense. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And here, we read about the God of this world. Now that's the devil. And the verse says that the God of this world, the devil, wants to blind the minds of them that believe not. In other words, the devil will do everything he can to keep boys and girls, mums and dads, and all gathered here from trusting the Lord as their own and personal Saviour, lest the glorious light of the gospel should shine in. So when you think of the word world, in this context, just think about the devil. He doesn't want boys and girls to trust Jesus Christ as their own and personal Saviour. I'm going to read another verse very quickly. And this verse is in John 18, verse 11. And here we have the word cup. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? And when the Lord uses the word cup here, it's Jesus is speaking, he's using it in a particular sense. He's using it in a job or something that he was given to do. Sometimes when we have a cup, and I have a little boy who's 3, and he loves milkshake. Any of you like milkshake? The only thing is, he calls it shake milk. He says, Mommy, is there any shake milk? And before I left this morning, he wanted some shake milk with his breakfast. Not very good for the teeth. Far, far too sweet. But anyway, he had a little bit of milkshake. And to drink a cup of milkshake, well, that's pretty nice. But I was in the hospital recently, and someone was taking their medication. And they had it in a little glass, and ooh, it looked horrible. And he told me it tasted horrible as well. And to take a cup like that, well, that's not very pleasant. Well, the cup that Jesus had to drink of, that was everything that he was going to do so that you and I could be in heaven. And it involved the cross. And for Jesus to drink this cup, he had to go to Calvary, he had to die, he had to rise again and defeat sin and death and hell. And so when I think of the word cup, I'm reminded that Jesus Christ has done everything he can that you and I might be saved. So remember the word world and remember the word cup. World reminds me that the devil will do all he can to stop you from trusting the Lord. Remember the word cup. Jesus has done everything that he could that you and I might be saved. So remember that little story about the world and the cup. Let's just bow in a moment's prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the children with us this morning. We pray for each and every one of them. And Lord, we just pray again that if they're not saved, if they're not thine, Lord, that even today, what a joy it would be for someone to trust the Savior. Bless them, Lord, we pray. And for those who do know and love the Lord, we pray you will encourage them. We pray you'll help them to grow. And Lord, do bless all the children and bless their homes and keep your hand upon our families in these days, for it's in our Savior's name we pray.